7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
I guess there's some quiet activity going on with Amazon here in Fresno. What's the story, buddy?
Right. Late last year, and this was pretty quiet, they opened up a new facility in Fresno. When they opened up their e-commerce fulfillment center, that was a huge deal here. And this one, it was kind of no big announcements or anything like that. So Amazon's new delivery station is located about a mile north of its e-commerce fulfillment center. It's part of the Donaghy sales complex. Donaghy is a local Budweiser distributor. And here's the big thing. This new delivery station for Amazon has created about 400 new jobs by all accounts. So there's about 75 of these delivery stations across the country, and most of them are close to large fulfillment centers like the one we have here in Fresno. So Amazon operates a package delivery service called Amazon Flex. It's a lot like Uber. Drivers use their own vehicles to, in this case, deliver Amazon packages, and they can make anywhere from $18 to $25 an hour doing that. So that's what this facility is. We had a reporter go out to this facility, saw a bunch of cars coming by, a lot of activity. They're picking up packages, and then those drivers are taking them to their final destination, which probably a lot of your listeners, that's how they got their package.
Probably all coming to my house. My wife orders from Amazon 3 or 4 times a day, Gabe. So now we like to talk about big real estate deals. We're always interested in big real estate deals. What do you got for us?
Yeah, we do lists of these big deals. We talked about the most expensive home a while back, and now we're talking about the most expensive commercial real estate deal of 2018. And it's probably one that's familiar to folks in Northwest Fresno, or if you drive by the 99 around Herndon. So Regal Cinemas is opening a new movie theater that's part of the phase 2 of the marketplace at Al Paseo. That's off of Herndon 99. The shopping center developers entered into a lease agreement for about $24 million to build this movie theater. It's going to be about 50,000 square feet and feature 12 screens. We don't know the terms of that lease. It's a land lease, but we imagine it's going to be for multiple years. But that was the top real estate deal of the year. And that phase 2 of El Paseo is going to be pretty big. It's going to include a Hobby Lobby, a Carter's Children's Store, an undisclosed, locally based Japanese restaurant. And in total, it's going to have about 200,000 square feet of leasable space, joining about 400,000 square feet that's currently there that's anchored by a Target store. So if you're curious, the number 2 real estate transaction of the year was worth about $11.6 million. And that was the sale of about 190,000 square foot building in Clovis that was formerly owned by Pelco. And then topping the top 3, the sale of the 82,000 square foot former Guarantee Savings building on Fulton Street downtown. And that's where State Senator Community College District is going to locate its district offices. I think they've already started work on that.
Great info, Gabe. That's always interesting, those big real estate numbers you bring us. Hey, have a decent week, buddy. Let's get into February and get it rolling, okay?
Let's do it.
All right,
Tony.
Let's do it. I like that. We're you want more info on these stories, all news that is business for Fresno and the Valley, pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online.